Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs here with Creed Humphrey, the 2021 Senior Bowl Rookie of the Year. We're down in South Alabama for the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame ceremony. And Creed, let's start right there with you getting to be here because you were the 2021 Rookie of the Year. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge deal for me. Obviously, you know, being an offensive lineman, you don't usually get awards like this. So, you know, when I got the call from Jim Nagy and he told me about it, you know, I was really pumped about it. It was a huge deal for me. I mean, obviously, it was a very fun year getting to play by a lot of really good guys, and we had a lot of fun out there. So, this was a really cool opportunity.
Creed, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about this transition from Oklahoma to playing in Kansas City and having a guy like Joe Thuney on the line next to you. And, you know, what was that transition like? Obviously, there's a lot made about the spread offenses in the Big 12, and now suddenly you're snapping for Patrick Mahomes and got a guy like Joe next to you. What was that assimilation like for you going from college into what this rookie season became?
Yeah, I mean, luckily for me, I'm playing around these great players. You know, you got, you know, Patrick, you got Joe, you got Orlando, Travis, you know, Trey Smith's next to me. He had a great rookie season too. So, I mean, yeah, there's a ton of talent on the team, and, you know, I landed in a great spot for me, a great situation for myself. So, I mean, as far as, you know, the transition and things like that, you know, it was relatively easy for me. You know, they asked me to do a lot of Oklahoma. So getting to, you know, Kansas City, you know, starting that offense and in the NFL my first year, you know, I felt that made a transition, you know, a lot easier for me. You know, I was able to understand schemes really well, understand what they wanted from me as far as, you know, making the calls, things like that.
So, you know, Kyle and I, we're draft dudes. That's our podcast. We study the draft. We obviously studied you at Oklahoma, and we had high expectations. We loved watching you at Oklahoma, excited to see you to go to Kansas City. But a lot of offensive linemen in that first year, there's a big curve, right? Didn't seem like that happened for you. I know that you mentioned some of the guys around you, how Oklahoma prepared. But what is it? What allowed Creed Humphrey to be so good as a rookie?
Yeah, for me, you know, just making sure I'm playing with confidence every week. And, you know, one of our coaches' sayings, Coach Heck, our offensive line coach, you know, he always tells us, you know, play with an absence of fear. So, I mean, you can't really be afraid of, you know, getting beat, different things like that. You just got to go play your game, play it how you play it, you know, understand techniques, things like that, and put yourself in a situation to win. Because if you're playing with doubt, you know, not a lot of confidence, that's going to mess you up right away. So, really, for me, it was just going out there, playing with confidence and, you know, just playing with an absence of fear.
So, as an offensive lineman, what's it like stepping into a situation? You've got Pat Mahomes throwing the football. You know, you run the ball some, but, you know, as an offensive lineman, you want to get off the ball, fire off, and move people out of the way. Is it difficult to play in an offense like that where it's a lot of passing and, you know, you're sprinkling in the run, but, you know, you're not getting to move bodies that much? Is it challenging? A guy like Patrick Mahomes who's going to move around in the pocket, not necessarily sure what he's going to be. What challenge does that present?
Yeah, you know, Coach Reed and Coach Bieniemy do a great job with, you know, designing plays to help us out in the pass, you know, situation. You know, we do a lot of things like sprint out passes, bootlegs, things like that, where we can really take shots on guys and slow them down. You know, we have a lot of short, quick game plays, you know, where we can, you know, really set guys, you know, hard, be physical with them in the passing game. So, I mean, they do a really good job, you know, making our lives easier, you know, designing plays, things like that. And then we do, whenever we run the ball too, you know, they let us come off, be physical, you know, play with a lot of freedom. So they do a really great job of their designing, you know, the offense.
Green, I'm not sure how much you might have heard this when you came through the draft process, but there's kind of this stigma about interior offensive linemen, right? The offensive tackles are the premium position on the offensive line. And obviously you yourself, you know, for as good as your career was at Oklahoma, you don't go in the first round. But I'd love to hear from you, specifically the center position, where you talked about all the calls that Oklahoma had and how that helped enable you to really hit the ground running at the NFL level. How important is that center position, and how big of a facilitator role do you feel like you play within that offensive line to kind of make sure everybody understands where the mic point is and, hey, you know, we're going to half slide this way, you know, get the backs on the same page with you? Talk about the value of the center position in general and why it might not be appreciated by the casual fan.
Yeah, you know, it's me being a center, I like to say it's, you know, a really, you know, important position, but, you know, that's just my position, so that's probably why I say it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're making the calls, you're making mic points, you're telling guys, you know, who you're blocking every play, things like that. You're setting up, you know, different blocks in the pass protection with the running backs, letting them know who we're taking, who they're going to be reading, things like that. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a very important position. So for me, you know, I don't really like to listen to a lot of people on the outside, you know, talk about premium positions, things like that. But I just got there and I play, you know, my brand of football. So that's really all that matters to me.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, you mentioned with Coach Reed and his offense, some of the quick stuff that they have at their disposal. Coach Reed's got a really good reputation for being really well-developed in the screen game, too. How fun is it to come into an offense like that where you kind of know, you know, depending on the down and distance, oh, we got him. You know, these guys are white-knuckled. They're ready to fire off the ball, and you can kind of see you got him before they even snap the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're up in Kansas City. You know, Coach Reed's so detailed with the screen game. So, you know, if you do the right stuff, you know, you take the right angles, you're making sure you're getting out on time, things like that. I mean, he sets you up for success in that situation. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, as soon as you can see a guy, you know, leaning hard, you know, thinking they're going to rear back, you know, it's a passing situation, they're going to fire off hard, you can throw them off, you know, you get man zone tell, so you know, if we have somebody that's going to be hugging the running back on the screen or hugging the receiver on the screen, what angle you need to take to get out there to make sure we're cutting them off, things like that. But they're so detailed with how they run the screen game up there that they set you up for so much success in it.
So, Creed, if I'm not mistaken, you have a background in wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm curious because we hear about that a lot, guys with backgrounds in wrestlings. But from you, how did that help you as an offensive lineman? Why should people perk up when they hear that wrestling background?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, you know, from a physical standpoint is, you know, understanding leverage. You know, being a wrestler, you're moving guys around, you know, getting them out of position. That's what you do in every single wrestling match. So you have a really good understanding of how you can get a guy off balance in the run game, you know, how you can put your hands to make sure you're making the block and, you know, pass protection, the run games, things like that. Just a really good understanding of leverage helps you out so much in those situations. And then also, you know, just in wrestling, you have such a mental toughness, you know, in that situation. So you're cutting weight all the time. You're really not getting able to eat a lot of food, things like that. Trying to cut weight, you know, multiple times a week to get down. Like for me, my junior season, you know, I participated at the Army Combine on a Sunday, and I weighed in, I think, 305 there. And then that Tuesday, I made weight at 285. So you're cutting, you know, 20 pounds, 25 pounds all the time. And, it, you know, you just have to be mentally tough to be able to do that and then go compete. So, you know, you get this mental toughness aspect from wrestling, too, that just helps you out so much.
So last thing I had for you was, this offseason is probably a lot different than last offseason, going through the draft process and, you know, obviously a Senior Bowl part of that. But how can you contrast the two offseasons, and how is it going to allow you to take a step in year two?
Yeah, you know, that rookie season, you know, it's a long year for sure. You know, you finish your collegiate season, then you – I mean, for me, I took probably 3 days off, then went straight into draft prep. So, I mean, it's such a long year, and it can be really tough on your body if you're not taking care of it. So, you know, it's just such a long season. You know, really the whole year is long just because you're going through draft prep interviews all the time, different things, you know, like the Senior Bowl. So you don't really ever have a chance to, you know, just slow everything down, you know, take a little bit of a break and let your body, you know, rest properly, things like that. So for this, you know, off season, you know, I took a couple of weeks off, made sure I was fully recovered from the season, and then got right back to it. And in doing that, you know, I feel really healthy right now, you know, extremely athletic, extremely strong, different things like that. You know, I just can't wait to get the season started.
Well, we're excited to see what comes for you next. Creed Humphrey, Kansas City Chiefs, appreciate your time with Kyle Krabs, Joe Marine here in South Alabama,
yeah,
the Senior Bowl
so
Hall
much.
Of Fame. Thank you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.